We can't ignore it. Can't ignore it anymore. That coupled with the very, very real threats to our governor, those two combined cause us to have to stop and think about, reevaluate what's going on in our state, and that's precisely what's going on right now.
Mike, did you read any of the threats? They did sound, you know, sometimes you get the threats and you can brush them off, but some of these sounded pretty serious.
I hope those names are actually accurate, because there's no reason why the state police aren't finding those folks, putting them in handcuffs, fingerprinting them, and giving them a very special photo, because that is clearly against the law. That breaks every reasonable assessment of what freedom of speech means, and it's a small subset, and we need to focus on that. Last week, I referred to a small subset of protesters as jackasses because they were, with the way they were carrying their long rifles and AR-15s around the Capitol in a rather intimidating measure. Very small percentage of them. Now, we've got an even smaller percentage of those same jackasses that are making threats to our governor, and now I'm going to just give them a new label. Those are despicable jackasses.